listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just the morning after show, and now it is Mantis Cabinet. That's my show. My name's Alex. I sit in this chair and I play awesome music. We just listened to We Need Surgery. I quite like that song, so I'm going to go check them out. On that note, if anyone needs surgery, I hope you get it. I hope it works out well. So we're starting today with a Vancouver-ish band. I don't know. I think they're from Abbotsford. I don't know if that counts as Vancouver. It should. Anyway, this is Ono Yoko with Bookie Bag. It's a good tune. Weird name. But anyway, enjoy. As I said before, Ono Yoko, Abbott band from Abbotsford. They kind of do mathy, poppy rock. It's quite good. I haven't seen them live yet, but apparently they're quite good. This was off their album they released last year called Pow Pow, P-A-U. They just released a new EP called Kill Yourself. Not a very uplifting title, but whatnot. And then they are headed, I think they were playing October 17th, so next week. In Vancouver, and then their next show is in Germany, and then Switzerland, and then they go all across Europe, which is really cool. I wish I could get paid to go to Europe and do things, but no. Anyway, so that was that. Quite good. Be on the lookout for them, and I wish them a lot of success in their future. So next, we're moving on to where these guys are going. And the next band, I can't really pronounce this, but it's like Dan-an-an-an-an-an-Aykroyd. It's like Dan and then a bunch of an-an-an-an-an, and then it ends in Croyd. Don't know. This is a band that started in 2006 from Glasgow, England. They've already split up, but this is quite a good track and quite a good album. This album is called Hey Everyone. And that was their first album, their sort of like debut full length, and that came out in 2009. It's like super mathy, super like quick, aggressive, very much in that British style of math rock. And this is the track off that album, Some Dresses. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah. it's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prosson Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Okay, and then we're back. So it has come to my attention that I accidentally, not on purpose, said that Glasgow is in England. That's not true. I'm sorry, people who know anything about the world. It's actually in Scotland, which is kind of close, but, well, closer than China, but, like, not really. Anyway, that was because I'm not perfect, which might come as a surprise to a lot of my viewers. Listeners, you don't see me. That I am not actually perfect. I also decided to Google Dan Aykroyd. Found out he's, like, he's a real person. No less a Canadian who worked on The Blues Brothers, Saturday Night Live, and Ghostbusters, which now just made me feel I was, like, really young. Which made me feel good, because over the weekend I felt that I was really old. So I guess that's okay. Now I just feel, like, young, ignorant, naive. Which is better than, like, old, over the hill, and just, like, depressed and useless. So I'm going to take that slip of the tongue with a very positive note. And, yeah, say I'm going... Yeah, say that it's nice to make mistakes. Although certain kind of mistakes aren't worth making. Oh, just as a random fact, the population of Glasgow as of 2004 had 577,000 people. It's just a fun fact in case that comes up in your life. So yeah, that last band was again Dan Aykroyd. Pretty cool stuff. And yes, so that's what I have from that. Now, geographically moving back, we are going to back to the to the States now. For a band called Minus the Bear. They, I believe, are from Seattle, but I'll Google it, don't worry. And as far as I know, Seattle is in the States. I'm not getting that geography wrong. I should just say it's in Oregon, just for fun. But no, it's in Washington State. Anyway, this is their new album, Infinity Overhead. It's better than Omni, which was their newest album before, but still not nearly as good as some of their older stuff. But nonetheless, this is all right. And yeah, so this track is Tosca by Minus the Bear. So I hope you guys like it.
You seem to think that you're over it. Your eyes imply you're the blameless one. Somehow, as of now,
and that track was Tosca. So the album's quite good. I like it. It was better than Omni, which is good. They're one of my favorite bands, so this is why I know a lot about them. So apparently the story behind Minus the Bear has to do, so says Wikipedia, which is, I'm in university, Wikipedia knows everything. That's how I got here. Something about an inside joke about a bear and a dude named BJ, but I don't know if I really buy that, because the lead singer, or the lead guy, Jake Schneider, was in a band called Sharks Keep Moving right before Minus the Bear, which he started, so I just think he likes animals. I think he's just got, like, a thing for animals. And this is really interesting. If you do look into a lot of, like, math rock and kind of post-rock, there's a lot of animal themes that go on. But I'm not sure if this just, like, there's a lot of animal themes in music, because I can think of a lot of bands that are associated with animals. But you know what? This is the kind of stuff I think about in my spare time. The role of animals in music and how band names are based on animals. On that note, my first band in grade 8, what did I play? I played the guitar, even though I didn't know how to play the guitar, and then I was the lead singer for one song. But we were called, as this show is called, Mantis Cabinet, and that too is an animal. Well, the praying mantis, not the filing cabinet. So you know what? Maybe just people like naming bands after animals. Maybe I'll write a PhD thesis on that. Or just not. But anyway, so we're nearing about the halfway point of the show, and as just continuing my trend of playing a funk track once a week, which is once a show, this is Tower of Power off their album Urban Renewal, It's Not the Crime. Just a little bit of funk to funkin' up, funkatize your day, liven up your day. I don't know. It'll be good, though. Just, you know, do a little boogie.
The law last night, committed a criminal sexual act. She was on top in this state, the centipede didn't get by. And though I didn't get caught, I know in my mind I committed no crime. Still by some fluke, I'm on the serving time. Oh no, it's not the crime, and it's not the thought, it's not the deed, it's if you get caught. I got some friends.
So, Tower of Power, band that started way back when, 70s or something, before recorded history. No, their first album, East Bay Grease, came out in 1970, and they've released 18 albums since then, their most recent 2009. This Urban Renewal was 1975, so like well into their prime. And yeah, it's just a good track, good little funky stuff. They're out of Oakland, California. Oakland's near San Francisco, as far as I know. I might be completely wrong. I am no good at geography, and I often talk before I think, so I often say a lot of things that are just not real. I'm just crap and mumbo-jumbo. My friends and housemates have gotten to the point where they just tune me out when I talk. Well, I guess you could just turn down the dial on your radio, but I like to think that someone out there is actually listening. Whether or not they care about what I have to say has nothing to do with that. Just, is someone out there listening? But that's very depressing. On that note, let's play some depressing ambient music. That sounds great. So this is, well, it's not depressing at all. This is kind of ambient, like relatively chill from Tower of Power. This is a band called Desi. They just released this. This is actually quite a cool little piece. It is called Buble. I don't know what that is, like B-U-B-L-A-E. I'll Google it. I don't know what a Buble is. Their album title, when I downloaded it, just came up with script could not be translated or something. Like, it's just weirdo words that and, like, weird accents and stuff. So, really don't know. But the band is D-E-S-I. And, yeah, so this is pretty cool. This will be totally different, but hopefully welcome. So let's go Buble. So that was Desi. I believe that instrument's a didgeridoo, but I could be completely wrong. Again, I don't know things. I know some things, but not really that much. But anyway, I thought that was a really cool track, so I played it. I also just realized that over the past weekend was Thanksgiving, which means I have an excuse to tell you about my Thanksgiving. It involved making a lot of food. I've never actually had a Thanksgiving dinner before, so that was kind of cool. I felt included in society. No, it was really good. Made a lot of stuff from scratch, and then, you know, it was very wholesome. It also involved a marathon of this here show. I'm just going to play the theme track, pretty much because I can, but it'll be awesome. It'll be well worth it. So here we go. It's a surprise.
In the time of ancient gods, warlords and kings, a land in turmoil cried out for a hero. She was Xena, a mighty princess forged in the heat of battle. The danger.
Hell yeah, I had a Thanksgiving Xena marathon. It was awesome. There's like 6 seasons of it in addition to a few movies. If that's still not enough, you can also watch it almost simultaneously with Hercules with Kevin Sorbo because they intertwine. So for people who were alive in the 90s and had a soul, this was awesome. This is like what my childhood was based on. So I had a marathon. We got through like 10 episodes. It was great. Thoroughly recommend people watch Xena. It's disgustingly 90s. It's so good. It's just really, really funny, and it's supposed to be serious, but it's not. Oh, it's great. I could go on and on about Xena, but nonetheless, I will leave you with your own thoughts on the Warrior Princess and how awesome and cool she is. But that was a little bit about my Thanksgiving. So we're going to move on to Australasia. Australasia is a kind of metal-y, proggy, I don't know, band. They're good. They're really good. They released a new album called Sin, like S-I-N 4-T-R-4. Don't know what that means. If anyone wants to venture a guess, go for it. And this is the track off that new album called Spine. So I hope you guys like it.
So that was the band Australasia. This is their debut album. They're quite good. So Australasia, back to geography, is also... I thought this was called Oceania, but apparently not. It refers to the part of the world that contains Australia and the other countries and islands and things around Australia. But anyway, it is also, more importantly, to prog rock. The band by a band called Pelican. Pelican, kind of medley from Chicago, released an album called Australasia. Really good. Since it came out in 03, I can really only think that this band based their name off of it, which is fair because I think the both are relatively similar. And also on their Facebook, they cite Pelican as one of their favorite bands. So you know what? I'm going to put two and two together and think that's it. Also on that list is Red Sparrows, which is really good. Really good band. And also Mogwai, in addition to a bunch of other things. And Mogwai is one band that I still have yet to see and really want to see them. But unfortunately, they were supposed to play at Sasquatch, but they canceled, and I was really, really, really sad. Like, unfortunately, disgustingly so. It kind of ruined my day. But that's okay, because then I saw, like, 10 other awesome bands, and it was great. But anyway, that was it. So that was the track Spine. Really good stuff. Yeah, kind of, like, medley-ish, but not, like, screaming medley. So that's my thing on Australasia. This would make a really good segue into the track I have by Red Sparrows. But that would be too easy, so I'm not going to do that. Instead... here's a completely random track. This is by a band called Quantum Fante. Don't know what it means. I think quantum physics is a thing and Fanta is a drink. So it might be a reference to some sort of mix of science and thirst. Again, this is why I don't really know things all that much. And why I often say I say a lot of stupid things. But anyway... this is off the album Bridges of Kukuriku, all with K's. And this is the last track off that album called Kukuriku Part 2. It is quite a good track. It's a little bit more psyche. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. Should be good. We'll be right back.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is gutless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mayhem?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Bubba dancing, Bubba dancing in the night. Basic fashion, neon light. You know it's time to move your feet to the metal disco beat.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Alrighty, and now seems like a good time to remind everyone that you are listening to Q Radio Voice, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. I just say a lot of things that don't really make all that much sense and play what I hope is badass music. That last band we listened to was Quantum Fante. I did some research on them. I just typed their name into Google. That was apparently enough. So I have a thing about them. It's not in English, though, so I really don't know what it says. I can recognize things like Belgium Progressive Rock Band. Well, because progressive rock is in English. But anyway, they are from Belgium, and I could not find anything about bridges, so I don't know what that's on about. But that album came out in 2010. Really good stuff. They've just like super duper cool and psyche intense. As far as I know, they're a two-piece, but again, I can't really tell. Actually, no, I don't think so. They're not, but then again, I really cannot read any of the information out there on them. But nonetheless, I did find out that the Kukiriku Coalition is a political alliance formed in 2010 in Croatia. I have no idea if that has anything to do with anything, but I thought it might be interesting. You should check up the history of the Kukiriku, I can't pronounce it, Coalition, if Croatian politics interests you. If not, that's okay too. You probably have other things to do. But for those who don't or are severely interested in Croatian politics, check it out. And then listen to the album, because it'd be kind of similar. And then we can talk about bridges between the different members of the coalition. And I'm going to shut up now. Second last track we've got on is by a band called the Locomotive Sound Corporation. And no, it's not just clips of trains, because I know that's what you were thinking. Just a dude who just mixes trains and train sounds in his basement on his laptop yet. No. Although I would not be surprised if, like, the next big thing is a dude who just mixes random locomotive sounds. Maybe? I don't know. This is why I don't get paid to do this. Anyway, this is a track, Western. I think this just came out last week or something as, like, a single. It's pretty good stuff. Enjoy. Enjoy.
And all right. So as I was saying, that was the Locomotive Sound Corporation. They're from Paris. They call their genre dirty rock. No idea what that means. I thought it was closer to badass, but I'm starting to call everything I listen to just badass. With the exception of Avril. That's just... Or Shania. That's just good. But anyway. Oh, crap. I don't have much time. Okay, cool. Last track we're going to play. Red Sparrows. Really good. Really good band. From LA. They've got members from, like... Most of their members are from, like, Isis, Halifax Pier, Angel Hair, and Pleasure Forever. Those are just some bands that were playing, like, really good stuff before Red Sparrows. And, like, these guys were around. Red Sparrows started in 2003. They released three albums, 05, 06, and 2010. Really good stuff. And, yeah. So this is off the album Every Heart Shines Toward the Red Sun. And this is the track, The Great Leap Forward Poured Down Upon Us on ... My iTunes cut off the end. Well, I don't actually know what it is. Feel free to Google it, though. But anyway, so this will be my last track. And yeah, so that's that. I would like to remind everyone that you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This has been Mantis Cabinet. I hope it was bearable. Bonus points if it was enjoyable. But I can't expect to move mountains. Up next is something, I believe. I don't actually know. Maybe that makes me a terrible person. Maybe it just makes me an airhead. Anyway. Red Sparrows, The Great Leap Forward, Poured Down Upon Us. And I will... hang out with y'all next Tuesday. Enjoy your week.